This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Are you still watching your Married at First Sight?
Yeah, and you know what? I didn't realise. I was actually, last night, it was on at 7:30.
Which is on actual TV.
It's not on actual TV every night. See, the commitment to it is, right, it's on 4 nights a week.
Okay.
Right, which is an awful lot, but it's also 1.5 hours.
Right, that's right.
An hour and a half.
So what, to finish at 9?
It finishes at 9.
Which is fantastic in a way.
But you see, I never checked the schedule, and my housemates have a habit of, like, they will pre-record stuff, or they will like wait till something's over so that they can skip ads and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I actually thought it started at 9 o'clock. So for the last couple of nights, we were watching at 9 o'clock, which means I wasn't getting to bed until about 10:15.
Okay.
Without the ads. So I was up the walls. And then last night I was like, guys, it's on at 7:30. They're like, yeah, it's on at 7:30 every night. So it's music to my ears. So like, I was kind of like, oh, I'm not going to commit to it. I'm so in.
Yeah.
Yeah, Maths, Australia. The Aussies are mad.
Yeah,
they are absolutely mad. I
remember
know.
Watching the Australian version of Love Island. I only watched the first season, but they were nuts.
It's just nuts from start to end. It's so early on in the series, and it goes on for weeks. It's about 16 weeks long.
But I'm sorry, like, a show starting at 7:30 is just fantastic.
It's peak.
Love Island was starting at 9:00 and it was just too late.
No.
And something else was starting recently that everyone was watching.
It's The Traitors.
And was it starting at 8:00?
Yeah. The UK one started at 8:00, the Irish one started at 9:00.
Yes, but the UK...
Yeah, 9:35.
Fuck off!
I forgot you can curse on this.
9:35?
Yeah. Yeah. Chronic. Like, and you know what? It was such a good series.
That's not fair.
It was such a good series that by the time it's over, your adrenaline is pumping so much that when I was going to bed, I was ready to get up.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to sleep.
Do you know?
No chance.
Chronic.
Oh my God, I didn't realise that. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, 8 o'clock start. Perfect.
Yeah.
Finish by 9:00, in bed.
Lovely.
Chill out. Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Little scroll.
Okay, enjoy the show. Niall Horan was on the show later on today. Me and Emma caught up with him a couple of weeks ago. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. So enjoy it and have a great day. Hey, good morning. At 2:07 on the 25th of March 2026. It's payday!
Is it?
God.
I don't think it's payday for me. I'm not here long enough. I'm still on probation.
Oh yeah, fair enough. You don't get paid thread probation, no?
No.
Lads, I got acupuncture yesterday.
Oh.
And I said it to your I said, oh, I think I'm getting sick. Because usually she just comes in. What?
It's the classic, Potter, you haven't been here long enough.
Oh, this for is God's sake, yeah, leave me alone.
This is the classic Dave soft launch. He's mentioned now that he's feeling sick.
Dave, you can't go anywhere because I can't press the buttons.
I can't go, I can't do anything.
Yeah.
I literally, we're tied by the hip couple of days.
I know, and I'm loving it.
I can't go anywhere because...
Anton Decker shaking, by the way.
Anyway, I went in to get acupuncture and I was just like, oh yeah, I think I'm
I would
sick.
Never have put you as a holistic type.
I'm not really... I don't know what it is, but it's just one of those things that my mom told me. It's a family friend.
Oh, okay.
So we just...
Oh, mates, rates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although it's...
Okay, could have been better.
But went in and I was like, oh yeah, I think I'm getting sick. She was like, right, well, let's nip that in the bud straight away. And she pointed to her neck, because I said I'm getting like a sore throat, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
She pointed to her neck, she said, grand, we'll acupuncture that out, don't worry. We'll nip it in the bud. And I was like, oh God, oh no. Oh, and then she was gone for about 2 minutes and I was there panicking. I'm panicking! And I was like, oh my God, she's going to stick needles in my throat. And then she came back and she was like, no, don't worry, they're not going in your throat. But they are going in your collarbone.
Okay.
So she just took 2 needles in each collarbone. One in the arm and then one in the arm and one in the hand.
Okay, I could think of worse places for them to be stuck like.
Honestly. But the weirdest thing in the entire world, if you pinch your arm.
Yeah.
Pinch your hand, pinch wherever.
Pinching it right now.
That's sorer than acupuncture needles going in.
Really? It's because they're so thin.
You do not feel them at all.
That's crazy.
It's like someone's blowing on your arm.
And it works.
I feel great.
I actually have an aunt who swears by it as well.
Well, there you go. I feel great, like.
Oh my God, that's great.
I'm not 100%.
Well, I'm delighted. We'll keep going because we need you here.
Yeah, I know.
Because otherwise there's going to be no music.
You're going to need a lot of acupuncture at the end of these 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Come on, Dave and Fiona. On your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
This is Spin 103 with Emma, Dave and Fiona. It's Dave and Padraig hanging out. What's going on? Don't forget Niall Horan. Me and Emma caught up with him a couple of weeks ago. You can hear it after 8:30 this morning on the show.
I have like this thing, Robbie Williams, right?
Yeah.
Has been living rent free in my head for the last day or so, and I can't get it out of my head. For someone who's never ever really entered my head anyway, because like I don't really listen to his music, or he's kind of become obsolete, has he?
I love him.
Do you?
I think he's
some
fantastic.
People really love him, mostly mams.
My mother loves him.
Yeah, mostly
which
mams.
It's always so funny as a kid seeing, like, I remember we had the CD of his, and there's one thing my mother hates, and it's tattoos.
Okay.
But she loved Robbie Williams.
Bad boy.
I just remember being like, but mam, Robbie Williams has tattoos.
Yeah, so let me
and she's
get
like,
my mam.
I know, and I think they're ridiculous.
Most, you would assume that the mams would go for Gary, but actually, I think
he's so safe.
Yeah, he's such a safe option, you know what I mean? But I suppose it's the mams who've been married for ages that were like, there is life beyond it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, Robbie Williams put out
this. They're married to the Garys,
you know what I mean? You know? But Robbie Williams put out this really odd statement the other day, right?
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen this, right? And it's about his final wishes. Now,
I saw something about this.
He did preface saying, there's nothing wrong. He's not going to die anytime soon, hopefully. But like, he is preempting the inevitable, I guess.
Okay.
Right? And he says that when he does die, he would like to have a fully operational whoopee cushion installed in his gravestone.
Okay. Now, this is the kind of part of Robbie that I'm like, okay, you're trying something here and I don't like it.
Yeah.
Do you remember when his wife was giving birth and he was like singing in the ward?
Yeah.
And I was like, shut up, Robbie.
Sometimes
it's okay to sit down.
Leave Ada have her moment.
Please.
You know what I mean? And it's kind of like, obvious, there was some damage done to Robbie years ago back in the heyday because like, why would you even come up with this? You know?
Yeah.
But he has been chatting about this and he basically said that he wants to have a whoopee cushion on his gravestone and also to ensure that it's not vandalised or stolen. He would also like to set up the Society of Living Monuments movement, right? Which is kind of some sort of group which means that, you know, the gravestone won't be vandalised. I don't know, right?
What is it again?
It's the formation of the Society of Living Monuments.
Okay.
Which is funny because it's not going to be a living monument and he's not going to be living. But anyway, he said he workshopped this idea when he was in bed with Ada, his wife, who completely shot it down.
Okay.
I mean, the pillow talk.
I'm glad she's there to ground him.
Yeah. Like, I mean, the worst pillow talk I've ever heard of. You know, romance is dead here, you know? But like, imagine being in a graveyard, walking through the graveyard and just hearing someone ripping a wet one. You know?
Yeah.
Like, you would know if to laugh or cry.
It's very Padraig. It's very Padraig.
Excuse me. Do not out me for my flatulence problems on air.
Sorry, it's very Robbie.
But what it reminds me of, and I shouldn't laugh, but it is really funny, was you know when you're at an Irish funeral and like something happens, particularly like for example, if I'm around my cousins and something happens at all, like no matter what age we are, it sets us off.
It's the funniest thing in the world.
And I'll never forget, it was my nan's removal, right?
Okay.
And my cousins had come down from Dublin for it and they were up at the coffin and my cousin phone went off, right? And obviously it was like a very heightened, there was a lot of heightened emotions at the time, and my cousin's phone went off and this was the ringtone. Right?
So Peter Griffin from Family Guy.
So for anyone who doesn't know, it's Peter Griffin's laugh. But of course, anyone under the age of 35 in the room, or over the age of 35, didn't know what it was. So my aunts were convinced that my nan was resurrecting because they could hear Peter Griffin laughing. Right? And I will never forget it. It set us off so much. We all had to leave the funeral home and reconvene afterwards. Like, we had to call it off for a while. Like, it was absolutely brilliant. But I don't know as well. I'm on this side of TikTok, and I don't know if either of you are on it. Callum, I'm going to say you're not because you're too busy on fruit talk. But I'm on funeral talk.
Oh, okay.
Right? And I don't know how I've ended up there, but it's riveting, right? And it's just like really extravagant, different types of funerals and things that you'll see like at funerals. And some of them are like gravestones. For example, I've seen TikToks of gravestones and they've got television screens in them.
Oh, stop. I have seen
some
of these.
Have you seen this?
I think they're kind of part of the traveller community funeral.
Yeah, some of them are. Some of them are. But there's this guy in the UK.
I love the creativity of the headstone.
It's incredible. It's incredible. And I'm like, Robbie, pull your finger out. Yeah. Like, you could definitely do better than a whoopee cushion, you know?
So is the gravestone in the shape of a whoopee cushion?
No, he wants one built in.
Built in, okay.
He wants one built in, and I don't know how you're going to do that. I didn't even think whoopee cushions were still a thing.
No, that's you know? Real, it's real 90s behaviour.
I haven't heard about a whoopee cushion since I was about 12, you know? And that's probably his mindset, yeah. To be honest.
I'd imagine that's exactly Robbie. 12 years old still.
Yeah. Stuck in the past.
Ah, go on, Robbie. I love me. It's great. Listen, our chat with Niall Horan coming up after 8:30 this morning. Niall Horan is going to be on the show. Me and Emma had a chat with him. You can hear that chat at 8:30. For now, though, throughout the week, myself, Padraig and Callum have kind of been talking about music that we like that maybe we're a little bit ashamed of, and that's okay because there are always those songs that if you were listening to in the car with the windows down and it came on, you'd be like, I might roll up the window for this particular song because people on the street might give me weird looks for listening. So I went on Monday. Padraig, you went on Tuesday. We kind of gave bizarre songs. And now the one I'm really looking forward to is producer Callum.
It's about to get really bizarre, I fear.
It's about to get real camp in here, I think.
Yeah. Well, do you know what?
What's gonna happen.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
So, Callum, over to you. I obviously started this because I saw a TikTok trend where the caption was, "Don't ever think I'll judge your music taste," because I genuinely believe this is a masterpiece. So you have found some masterpieces
yes.
for us.
And I promise you, I listened to all of these songs, maybe on the daily. I've definitely listened to them all within the last week, but the majority of them are on my daily rotation. Okay.
Like, Callum, as what he puts out there is me.
Yeah.
But it's me, that the part of myself that I'm afraid to show.
Yeah.
But just Callum's just so public with it. So I guarantee I love all these songs.
He's like a great mix between the both of us, isn't he?
Exactly, yeah,
exactly. If you had a child. Yeah.
Don't ever think that I'll judge your music taste because I genuinely believe that this is a masterpiece.
All right,
Mr. Gavin James.
Yeah,
never mind.
Generally,
I feel like I'm going through conversion therapy when I'm here because I'm starting to really enjoy men with guitars over the last week or so.
Gavin James is one of my favourite people.
I love Gavin James.
That song is a bit cheesy, but there's something about that song that just gets me in the feels. It's a bit warm. I've lived here since 2017. I've seen Gavin James live once every year at least.
Okay.
And I love it when he plays that song.
I think that's more than anybody else that I know.
Speaking of cheesy, don't ever think I'll judge your music taste because I genuinely believe this is a masterpiece.
Ollie Murs.
It was about time he featured.
Absolutely. I saw this guy last year in the Three Arena. One of the best gigs that I've ever been to.
I'm so jealous I didn't go to that.
I'm surprised he even played the Three Arena. There's the Live in the Marquee in Cork is something that happens every year, and every single year without fail, it's Ollie Murs. And really? I think it's the only gig he ever does.
I was moved when he did that song.
Right, we're off to Cork,
it was so
Callum,
emotional.
To see Ollie.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We get that booked in. Now, I'm a Swifty and...
A lad's trip.
Let's get more laddie than that.
Girl's trip.
Yeah. I'm a Swifty and I couldn't not include Taylor in this, but it's not the song that you'd think that I'd put in. So don't ever think I'll judge your music taste because I genuinely believe this is a masterpiece. My heart is a Christmas tree farm where
the people would come to dance under sparkling lights. Yeah, sweet dreams of pine.
Good song.
I love that you're listening to that in March.
Absolutely. It's Taylor Swift's Christmas song from 2019. Didn't get much critical acclaim. Doesn't really get played that much even at Christmas, but it gets a lot of plays in my house. Honestly, I would listen to that in August.
It's very good.
Yeah, it is very good.
Like her New York song. Her New York song makes me feel things.
Yeah. I love that New York song.
So good.
Yeah. Now, don't ever think I'll judge your music taste because I genuinely believe this song is a masterpiece.
Choice.
What That's could I say
choice.
About Take That? There's something euphoric about that song. And it goes, there's a little bit where I think it's Jason Orange kind of goes a little bit harmonious later on. It gets me right in the feels.
I can
honestly
see it, you're tearing
so
up.
I know, it's so emotional. And now, don't ever think I'll judge your music taste because I genuinely believe this song is a masterpiece. Pop it, lock it, polka dot, it cut out of hip hop hip. Put your palms to the sky.
Jump to the left, stick it, glide.
It's a hoedown throwdown from the Hannah Montana film, obviously Miley Cyrus. Is there a better song to feature in this list? The lyrics, the dance, Hannah Montana. I couldn't not include this. It's so catchy.
Yeah, it is so good.
Down.
Oh, Callum, fantastic.
Thank
voices.
You very
that
much.
That was great.
I knew you would have some fantastic
I voices. Had to get Hannah Montana in there. I couldn't not.
That was like a TikTok dance trend before TikTok was even a thing.
Yes.
Wasn't
oh,
it?
It's so, so good. Well done, Callum. They Thank were you very well done. Fantastic. Fantastic. I would never judge you for those.
Not a whole.
We're teaming up with Yoplait Skyr. It's naturally high protein, 0% fat strained yogurt with a thick, creamy texture made using just milk. And perfect for fueling your day or boosting your training. I hit my protein goal yesterday.
I was just about to ask.
I did it.
Did you? How did you do it? Just loads of chicken.
I don't know what it was. It was like eggs and then it was a steak.
I'm so proud.
Protein milk. I hit 133 grams.
Do you know what?
I'm not up to your level yet, but I'm getting there.
No, we'll get you there. We've got two more weeks to get you up there. Yeah, fantastic. 150 plus. Peas, actually.
Peas?
You'd be so surprised about peas.
I am surprised.
Now, you'd have to eat a lot of them.
Okay.
You know, which mightn't be great for the next day.
Yeah, fair enough.
But, you know what I mean? If whatever works, it's all about those gains.
I need to get some Yoplait Skyr into me.
You
That's
need to get
need
some Yoplait Skyr.
They've partnered up with the Bear Running Series, who hosts a variety of races like 5Ks, marathons and fun runs, welcoming runners of all levels and abilities. Today, you could win two race entries plus €200 to spend in a sports store. Nicole's on the phone.
Hey, Nicole.
Thanks, guys.
Not too bad. What are you up to for the day?
I'm on my way to work.
And what is it that you do for work?
I'm a social media manager.
You're a social media manager?
I am, yeah.
Fantastic. You don't have to tell us the company, but can you tell us what the company surrounds, what the theme of the company is?
They sell makeup.
They sell makeup? Fantastic.
Great. I thought you were going to say protein.
What? That would
for yogurt.
That would have been really good.
Yeah.
Imagine it was for Yoplait. Imagine it was for Yoplait Skyr.
Imagine.
All right, Nicole, welcome on in. We're going to put 30 seconds on the clock and me, either myself or Padraig are going to be shown a variety of words on cards and they're going to be to do with fitness and running and things like that. We have to describe it without using that word to you. If you guess three within 30 seconds, you'll win those two race entries and a €200 sports store voucher. So who would you like to do the describing this morning, Dave or Padraig?
I will give Padraig a go.
Oh, thanks, idea. Nicole. Thank you so much.
Definitely a good idea. And All right, Nicole, 30 seconds on the clock.
Okay, Nicole, let's do this.
Describe you some stuff in 3, 2, 1, start clock.
Okay, you wear these when you're running and they don't go below your knees.
They jump shorts.
You jump over these when you're running. They're like a sport. You'd have them in PE in school. They're like a
hurdles.
Yeah, and this is something that you do. It's shorter than a marathon, and it's not longer than 10 of these things. And you do it. And
10 kilometers.
No,
half that.
Half that.
5K.
Yeah.
Yes.
Excellent. There we go.
Oh my god,
that's trickier than I thought it was going to be.
It's so stressful.
Yeah,
isn't
that
it?
Doesn't bode well for whoever's playing tomorrow. They're not going to pick me.
Nicole, congratulations. You got 3 in 30 seconds. You have won two race entries and €200 to spend in a sports store.
Amazing. Thanks so much, guys.
Nicole. Congrats, Nicole.
Have a great day.
Good luck. Bye.
Congratulations, Nicole. If you want to play again, we do it again tomorrow at the exact same time. Win your way to those race entries and €200 to spend in sports. Store all the thanks to Yoplait Skyr. Played Niall Horan, me and Emma chatted to him a couple of weeks ago, and we cannot wait to bring you that chat.
I don't know if I've mentioned this before,
but if you say it,
I am often mistaken for Niall Horan, right? And it is a bit of a thing. I know you don't believe me, but it's
every
true.
Every day I've mentioned Niall Horan. Do you know what actually I'm told it looked like?
What am I going to do after he's on the show and I can't reference it anymore?
I don't know
what I'm going to do. But anyway, it has happened a few times, right? And I've had some weird interactions with people. I know you don't see it now. My hairline has depleted over the years, right. And I suppose maybe way back when it was stronger, I got more references,
okay.
Right? But one of the strangest ones I ever had was I was in Amsterdam with my friends, right? And we were kind of walking along this canal taking photos. It was a lovely day. And I noticed that there was like this group of girls outside a coffee shop. And you know the coffee shops in Amsterdam now, they can be a bit lit like, right? And we're looking over at this coffee shop and these girls are like kind of pointing and staring and laughing at me.
Oh.
And I'm getting really self-conscious here now because I'm like, what are they laughing at? And I'm like checking myself.
Not a great place to be paranoid.
No, not absolutely not. And I've got a friend who's with me and he's about 6'5" and I was like, they're laughing at him because he's so tall, right? Because everywhere we go, someone makes reference to the height. And because I'm so small, he even looks taller, right? My friend Shannon was like, they're calling Niall. They're calling Niall. They think you're Niall Horan. I was like, there's no way. And I look over and I focus and all I can hear is, te amo Niall. Te amo. So, te amo
Niall. In that famous Dutch accent.
Yeah. It's a group of Spanish girls who were obviously on a weekend away, right? And they're calling me. They're calling for Niall. Now, I'm wearing sunglasses and I was like, come on, we'll have a bit of crack.
No! Here, right? Yes!
So I waved them over, right? And they're like freaking out. They hear the Irish accent. They're like, I haven't a clue what they're saying. And I'm just like, yeah, don't make me sing. Don't make me sing. We get in for a little selfie.
Don't make me sing.
Yeah, don't make me sing. We get in for a little selfie. I'm posing for pictures. They're absolutely delighted. I'm like, woo, slow hands, all that, right? Giving it socks, right? I'm like, no, girls, come on away. No, I'm not signing any autographs. And I'm just thinking afterwards about like Niall Horan getting tagged in photos. on Instagram, and they just speak of me.
Aww. You made a fantastic memory for them girls.
Yeah, I did.
They still think they've met Niall Horan.
I met him afterwards and I told him people called me the little version of him and he said it was very harsh.
This is Spin 103.8. Spin 103.8.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hey, good morning. What's happening? 3 minutes past eight. It's your Wednesday morning. Dave and Padraig are hanging out on Fully Charged. Don't forget Niall Horan on the show after 8:30 this morning.
Dave, yesterday after the show, Michaela Hayes told me that she had found my porridge pot.
Oh, finally. Yes. Michaela Hayes on the way from 10 o'clock this
morning. From 10 o'clock. So for anyone that isn't familiar with the story, I lost my porridge pot in the bathroom last week.
Why did you bring to the bathroom?
Because I was leaving and I didn't have a bag and I was going for a wee on the way home and then I brought it in and I put it down and that my hands were full, basically, right? Dave Moore from Today FM found it, outed me publicly before he even met me.
Yeah.
So I became this guy, known as this guy in the office who eats his porridge on the bog.
Like he's Billy No Mates and he just eats his porridge in the bathroom.
Exactly. So Michaela Hayes was like, it's in the bathroom. It's still there. And I was like, it couldn't be. And she's like, no, someone's after putting it back in the bathroom. And
no
I was
way.
Like, I was like, did you bring it out? And she's like, no, it's on top of the cabinet and I can't reach it. So I was like, okay.
She's tiny,
she
in
is,
fairness.
Right? So I went in and unfortunately I couldn't reach it either. So I was standing there and I was like, I don't know what to do. Now, bearing in mind, I am the new guy. A lot of people don't know me in the office yet. And there was this guy walking past the bathroom. The door was open and I just turned to him and I said, excuse me, do you mind giving me a hand? And he said, absolutely not. And in that moment, I was like, definitely not the best way to phrase asking the question while I'm standing in the toilet. So now I've become known as the guy who eats his breakfast in the bathroom, but also invites people to eat their breakfast with him in the bathroom.
See if they need a hand.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Not a great legacy, sure
no,
it's not.
But thankfully, you're only a couple of weeks left and then you're gone. Yeah.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Tricky. Welcome on into the Tricky 10. 10 questions, answer them all correctly, you win €1,000. Top the leaderboard, win an unbelievable prize, all with thanks to Discover Northern Ireland. Circa is on to play. How are you, Circa?
I'm not too bad, thanks. How are you?
What are you up to for the day?
Work.
What do you do?
I work in mental health.
You work in mental health? Fantastic. Instantly, I feel like I can't ask you any more questions.
No.
I don't want to mess up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'll say this. Do you like your job, Circa?
I do, no, in fairness. It's a lot of work, but it's very rewarding.
And how's your mental health?
It would be better if I had a nice little staycation now.
I love that. Nice one.
I'd say it would, Circa. Well, that's you're in the right position to potentially win that. When you play the Tricky 10 at home, Circa, how do you do? Or in the car or wherever, how do you do?
It's so varied. You know, on a good day, I could get up to 7 or 8. I'm always guessing some. I never get full, but like I've also gotten 2.
Yeah,
I usually get 2.
Yeah. All right, well, Circa, let's see how you get on. Welcome on in to the Tricky 10.
So, Circa, we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and we're going to ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and it won't repeat. We'll be only able to accept your first answer and if you don't know the answer, just give it a guess.
Yeah, make sure and give it a guess.
Yep.
If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you'll win a two-night stay for two people in Belfast, thanks to Discover Northern Ireland. We'll put you up in the brand new Moxie Hotel in Belfast City with breakfast and dinner, tickets to the iconic Titanic Belfast, and we'll give you a £100 shopping spree for Victoria Square. How does that sound?
Oh, it sounds amazing. Great. Really, really good price.
If you get all of the 10 questions correct today, we'll also give you a grand.
That'd be very nice, Circa, wouldn't it?
That would be very nice indeed.
The mental health would be real
happy.
All right, Circa, I'm going to ask your questions and count you in the very best of luck. The tricky 10 in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Complete the name of this 2008 film starring Will Smith. What pounds?
7.
Next Wednesday is April Fool's Dave. How many Daves will be hosting the show?
1.
How many studio albums have Snow Patrol released?
5.
What is 500 divided by 100?
5.
Niall Horan has announced how many gigs at the 3 Arena in November?
3.
The military base associated with UFOs in America is called Area 50 what?
1.
How many episodes were in the first season of The US Office?
10.
If you worked Tuesday to Friday, you'd be working a what day week? Tuesday to Friday.
4.
Troy Parrott has scored how many international goals for the Irish men's senior team?
7.
How many letters are there in the word toothpick?
9.
Ooh, reaching the 55 seconds there.
That's them all done, though.
Let's see what your score is.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, a score of 5. Oh. Hannah is currently on top of the leaderboard, scoring 5 as well, but she did in 47.31 seconds, unfortunately, Circa. Have a listen, though, and see where you went wrong.
Okay, so, Circa, next Wednesday is April Fool's Dave. How many Daves will be hosting the show? You said 1, the answer was 3.
Yes, it's Dave Hammond, Dave Duke and Dave Moore. April Fool's Day, oh. April 1st.
I don't know
seven.
How you missed that one, Circa, because he never stops harping on about
7
it.
7 a.m. April Fool's Day.
The next one, Niall Horan has announced how many gigs at the 3 Arena in November? You said 3, the answer was 2.
And he's on the show after 8:30 this morning.
How many episodes were in the first season of The Office? You said 10, the answer was 6. And Troy Parrott has scored how many international goals for the Irish men's senior team? You said 7, the answer was 10. How many studio albums have Snow Patrol released? You said 5, the answer was 8.
All right, not bad, Circa. Score of 5. How do you feel?
It's the same that everybody's gotten this week. Questions are hard. It is harder when you're doing it.
It is
harder. Just, I actually, on as well.
I think it's tough enough this week. This was my first 5 this week. I think it was the other day. I didn't do it today now, but I got 5 as well. And I think the questions are tough this week. Listen, it wasn't to be, Circa, but I hope you had fun. Did you?
I did. Thank you very much.
Glad. Mind that mental health and have a great day, Circa.
I will.
Thanks, Circa.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Bye. I like Circa. Unfortunately, it wasn't to be, but maybe it's for you. Maybe they'll suit you tomorrow. You could get 10 and win €1,000 or top the leaderboard and win with thanks to Discover Northern Ireland. Do you want to play the Tricky 10 tomorrow? Tricky in a WhatsApp 087-711-1038.
I was scrolling on TikTok yesterday and I saw this clip of a podcast, right? I don't even know what podcast it was, to be honest. But the girl on it was Kylie Jenner's former PA. Okay. Her name is Victoria Villarroel. Now, I didn't hear of her before.
That is such a fantastic name.
It's a famous person's name.
It's a famous person, not a famous person's assistant's name.
But that's kind of what they do. Like, wasn't Kim Kardashian friends or like a personal
she
assistant
was
of Paris Hilton?
To Paris Hilton, yeah.
And then, like, you know what I mean? So, like, I think this girl is kind of getting famous off the back of that now. And good for her. Get your bag, girl.
Yeah.
She's dead right,
now,
right?
Now, in fairness, I would rather watch a TV show about the assistant of someone really famous than watch a TV show about that famous person.
Totally.
Like, keeping up Kardashian's fine. I'd never watch it, but yeah, I can understand why people are interested
in it.
But imagine watching like a little documentary about the assistant, what they do. I'd so watch that.
And I'd say it's a tough gig because imagine how busy Kylie Jenner is, like, because she's one of the most famous, but well, like, they're all famous, but like successful or like richest out of all of them, isn't she?
I think
she's
she
billionaire status
she
now.
She is billionaire, yeah.
That's crazy.
I still don't think she'd be mad busy though.
Well, she's not busy because obviously everyone else is doing it for her,
yeah,
including Victoria Villarreal.
Yes.
Whatever her name is, right?
Now, we change her name every time to a different team.
Is that football?
Victoria Atletico Madrid.
How did I manage to get football and Kylie Jenner into the one sentence? Honestly, my power.
Victoria Rail Beaches,
she's quit her job. She's quit her job. She said she's had enough. Now, she's still friends with her, but the straw that broke the camel's back is not what you would think, right?
Okay.
So she said that they were sitting in the kitchen one day. She was at work, obviously, but like, I suppose they kind of became friendly as well. And Kylie Jenner was like, I need my laptop. And she's like, cool, yeah. And she goes, yeah, it's upstairs. And he goes, well, who's going to get it?
The assistant went, yeah, it's upstairs. Well,
who's going to get it?
Oh my God.
And that was it. She quit her job. She's like, that's when I realised we're actually friends. She's like, I didn't want to do the job anymore. So she just quit on the spot. Gone.
That's so funny.
And like, that, if that is how easy you can quit your job, then fantastic.
When you realise that you're just mates them, like, you can just be like, oh, do you know what? I don't need this anymore. I'm not doing that. You go upstairs and get your own laptop.
Totally. And it reminded me of a couple of jobs that I've done over the years where I've had to quit. Mm-hmm. Right. One of them being when I was in Australia, right, I was waiting for my registration to become a teacher to come through, but I could still work in schools in some capacity. And I got a call one morning being like, we really need someone to come in. And I thought it was for supervision. So I was like, oh yeah, like grand, no problem, I'll come in. And over there, it's very strict. You have to wear like a proper suit and tie when you're going into school.
Stop.
Right? Bearing in mind, this was Australian summer, so the heat was insane, right? And I'm Irish. I've pork and onion skin.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not able for this kind of heat. So I arrived at the school anyway. They hand me a high-vis jacket and a big lollipop stick.
No.
And they're like, you are now the lollipop lady. Right? So I had to head out onto the road, no training. I'm standing there having kids come back and forth, 40 degree heat, no sun cream on. I thought I was going to be indoors
in
all day.
Look at the suit. Why does he have a suit on? He's a lollipop man.
Right? So I'm standing there, lollipop lady, right? Getting third degree burns on my skin. Had to call in the next day sick. Never went back. Sunstroke for a week.
Fair.
Really bad.
Yeah, I wouldn't go back either.
No. Another job I had, and this is one of the earliest jobs I had, right? I had to march around Cork City. I was living at home at the time, and I had a sandwich board on me, right?
No, you weren't one of them.
I was.
Starbucks to the left, people.
But this is worse. It was for an over 60s cruise.
Class.
Right? So I had to direct people to go to City Hall because there was a big event on, trying to sell cruises to people who were over 60.
This way.
Yeah. The only issue is, when you're like young, you have a warped sense of age.
Okay.
I could never get it right. So I'm walking up to people and I'm like, hi, are you interested in an over 60s cruise? And they're like, I'm 40. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? Like, who's your manager? Right? So I was like, okay, this, I'm not really good at this one, right? This is also not good for me. And I also worked in a clothes shop. And that was really stressful.
Yeah.
Right? It was a woman's clothes shop, right? And I felt as though I was also a part-time therapist, right? They used to put me on the changing rooms and people would come out and say, hey, can I get this in a different size? And I'll never forget, there was one day I was in there and this woman had asked me for, like, we'll say a size 14, and I went down. And now I would always say, just so you're aware, these are Spanish sizes, and they'd all be aware. And I could hear sobbing coming from the from the changing room, right? And I had to coax this poor woman out and calm her down because the size 14 didn't fit her. And that day I decided, no more. No more. I'm out.
Victoria Real Madrid would never.
Would never. My CV isn't looking great. This is the longest I've ever lasted in a job.
Congratulations.
And I'm only here a week.
This is Spin. Good morning.
I was chatting there about quitting jobs. I kind of thought we'd all be quitting our jobs. Not now, these jobs, but yeah. I thought we'd all have a story about quitting jobs.
Yeah, Callum was like, Dave, you surely have a quitting job story. And I was like, no, I've just been fired from a load of jobs.
That tracks.
I've never had to quit anything. They just fire me at the end of the day.
That's a great way of going about it, because there's nothing more anxiety inducing than having to go in and quit.
Well, that's exactly it, because our Fiona Frawley, who does the show with us, she has technically not quit her job at TK Maxx in Stephen's Green.
What?
Yeah, she still, I think, technically works there because she never quit from when she was like 18 or something.
She's dead right.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's the same girl who's also, I think she had a boyfriend on Club Penguin and never broke up with him. So technically she has a husband and a fella. Yeah.
That is what I'm talking about. Come on, let's take the roof off this place.
Hey, Spin, Niall Horan here.
Guys, welcome to Spin. It's Niall Horan! Niall, obviously, massive congratulations. The new album is coming very soon, Dinner Party. The title track also out now. It's absolutely beautiful. Congratulations.
Thanks very much.
Early offering from the album, that's so strong. How long have you been working on the album?
Started it probably last February, maybe.
Okay.
Last February or March, maybe. Yeah.
It's a long time.
Yeah, I did. I didn't write as many songs as I usually do. I kind of did it in dribs and drabs. I jumped in for a few days, jumped in for a few more days here and there, but I was always coming up with like little bits, not full songs.
Very good.
You know, and then kind of going in and out of the studio. But yeah, I finished it well, it's recently just mixed and stuff like that. But yeah, I didn't finish it that long ago, really.
You did say quite openly that the song Dinner Party is about the first time you met your girlfriend. And obviously, we're dying to know, I suppose, the context of that. Was it like
a... paint a picture for us.
Yeah, like, was it a friend who invited everyone over and you met there, or...
Yeah, no, it was at mine and...
Oh, was it your house?
Yeah, she was like a last-minute addition through a mutual friend.
Oh, fab. So yeah. She was someone else's plus one.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Great day for me.
Did you have an opening line, or was it just because obviously it's your house, you can do the tours and you can...
I wasn't doing any tours. So,
why not?
Do you want a drink? Cucumber or lime or lemon or something.
It sounded like the Peep Show dinner party.
Yeah, that's what it was kind of like. Yeah.
Well, look, Happy Days, and it's such a beautiful song. That's such a lovely ode to the relationship. Also, you've just announced a tour.
Yes.
On the road again, and we're obviously back. All so excited for the Three Arena in November. Tickets on sale, by the way, for you listening on the 2nd of April. Thank you for not snubbing us, because I know you're Irish and you wouldn't do it to us, but a lot of your folk lately haven't been giving us an Irish date. It's very upsetting.
Really?
What's going on there?
Beyonce, Bruno Mars, who else was there?
No, you couldn't be at that.
No, you couldn't.
The one thing I did do was move it a little bit into the tour, because the Irish dates are always seem to be at the start of, and I can't handle one of the first shows being on a tour being in Dublin. Like, a home show is hard enough.
Yeah, yeah.
I could do it without it being like one of the first shows that we ever do it in front of people.
Why like, is that? Is that like because one, you're like, I get a false sense of confidence because I know they're going to like absolutely scream the house down regardless? Is it like you feel more intimidated by the home crowd?
Well, just the home crowd is tough because you know it's your crowd and you know a lot of people that are coming to the show.
Ah, okay.
Just being in, like... being in Dublin's like playing in New York or LA or like it's kind of like it has an extra
level.
I don't know what it is, but just you get an extra level of nerves.
Really?
And obviously early on in the tour, the last weeks leading up to the tour, you're just in a rehearsal room, you and a band.
And also if you're like doing a gig the next night, it's probably harder to behave yourself and just go home and go to bed if you're in Dublin as well.
So well, that's where thankfully I can play back-to-back nights at the Three Arena so I don't get locked in the first night. Go to bed, Horan.
I love it. Come here, we are obviously, because of the brand new song, brand new album, Dinner Party, we're going to throw you our own dinner party for you. So our show is called Fully Charged.
Yeah.
As you know, you listen to it every morning. Well, we have started our own restaurant.
Don't need to laugh so much now.
Called
Are you on the dodgy box?
Yeah. Why in God's name do you need a dodgy box?
Don't have one.
Yeah, that's what I say. TV license straight over to Niall.
So we'd like to welcome you to our brand new restaurant. This is the
Fully Charred restaurant.
Fully Charred.
Yes,
I see what you did.
Thank you. We prepped
for a smoky effect.
Yes, we prepped a menu for you. So what we want you to do is have a look at the menu. We want you to choose a starter, a main, and a dessert, and we'll ask you a question in relation to that. Now, can I recommend the lamb chops for a starter?
Right. Why is that?
I just have a good question for you.
Right, okay. So prawn cocktail it is. I know. I see this restaurant's got 17 Michelin stars.
It does. We're very popular.
This is Marco Pierre White.
We spit on Marco Pierre White.
It says at the bottom, there's no need to check. It's all legit.
Yeah.
So the options from the starters menu are lamb chops, prawn cocktail, or soup of the day.
Lamb chops.
Great choice, Niall. Great choice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a question, do you?
Your team, Derby County, are nicknamed the Rams.
Yeah.
See the lamb chops.
That's me.
Which is basically as a Derby fan.
Yeah.
How delighted are you to see arch rivals Nottingham Forest struggle this season?
Very happy.
Yeah. Is it four managers this season?
I don't know.
Producer Callum's a Nottingham Forest fan.
Are you? Yeah. It's a bit of a shambles there. to be fair, it's not too great where we are either. But I don't want to talk too far down, but if it's Forest, Forest or Leeds, I'm happy to talk Forest however long you want.
How did you become a fan of them?
Like my father, like in the early 70s, we were, believe it or not, now we were one of the best teams in the country.
Yeah,
and then he just got a hold of them, and then just dragged us to the games every week. And now
my family are Leeds, and I'm always like, "How are you Leeds?" Well, back in the day, we were brilliant.
Yeah, so similar time.
Yeah.
So my father was going every other week, and then he brought us, and then now I just. Obsessed, and that's my life now till the day I go.
Constant disappointment.
No.
Sadness.
I said to my father, like, they haven't been good since 71 when you start supporting them, but I'm happy with it.
That is part one of our chat with Niall Horan, the soundest guy you'll ever meet. He is fantastic. And part two is coming up.
That is what I'm talking about. Come on, let's take the roof off this place.
It's been Niall Horan here.
What do you fancy here, Niall, from the main course section on the menu, from the fully charred menu? We've got pan seared duck. We've got the four cheese lasagna.
Yeah.
Or we have the mushroom risotto.
What would you like me to have?
I think on this one, it's completely up to you.
Oh, really? Okay.
What would you order?
What would I order? So I've had lamb chops. I would have kept the lamb chops for the main, actually, but you don't have a second lamb question, do you?
Let me see here.
Can't go a duck, a bit greasy.
You don't have to eat it. Just pick one.
No, but I am starving. Do you know what? I'll have the lasagna.
That'd be lovely.
Good choice. Yeah.
Go, Dave.
Rather than four cheeses, you're celebrating your fourth album. Is it still exciting putting new work together, or as the years have go on, has it been harder and harder to write?
No, I've actually enjoyed it more and more. Just like being able to understand you, understand yourself, understand your influences a bit more, how you're going to make the record, and not overthink. I do less overthinking now than I did. Like, I used to like chase it,
right?
Chase the big hit. Every time I went into the room, I was like, today's going to be a hit. I was wrong. But you get like,
I don't think you were wrong.
Everything
you've released is pretty successful.
I just don't chase it as much.
Yeah, that's good.
And we'll see now what happens with the next stuff. But it's very exciting. I just love it. The older I get, like, the more appreciative I become, and like, I just get more excited to get into the studio and get on the road.
Are you 30 yet?
33 this year.
Are you?
Nah.
Me too.
Oh yeah. Last question for dessert. Choose a dessert there. You have chocolate mousse. You have trio of ice creams, or you've spotted dick.
What?
It's a real thing, apparently.
It's very English.
It is.
Yeah.
Our producer is English and wrote these questions.
Would you look at that? And it's red for Nottingham Forest.
Yeah.
Can I have the chocolate mousse, please?
Great chef.
Okay, a good chocolate mousse is smooth.
Yeah.
Have you ever...
Just like me.
Yes. Just like yourself.
Straight into the camera for our audio listeners there.
What is the smoothest chat-up line you've ever heard?
Oh, wow.
Come on, in your world, there's got to be some smooth folk about.
I don't know. Are chat-up lines a thing of the last 30 years? I don't know. I've never really heard of them. Yeah. Go on, I'll have the spotted dick then.
A currant cake often served with custard, but dick is a nickname for Richard.
Yeah.
Tell us three Jesus famous Christ. Richards. Callum, these are terrible,
yeah,
man.
Terrible.
Right, we're going for... do you know what? I'll have the trio of ice creams. now that we're here.
Okay, this is a good one.
Do you know what? We're out of that.
Rank your previous three albums in order of preference. Or was... Yeah. Flicker, Heartbreak Weather, obviously, and the show. That's a horrible...
I was pissed off with Heartbreak Weather because I never got to tour it. And the day I released it, we went into lockdown. But I since... I love that.
Heartbreak Weather is my favourite of your songs ever.
Is it? I like that song too. Oh Christ, I don't know if I can do it. I love Flicker. I still love it. I'd go Flicker 1, this second, and the show 3rd.
That's okay. Before we wrap up, I do have one more question for you. Well done, you've eaten really well at the restaurant.
Thanks very much.
I know you're a big fan of Whoop, as am I, and
yep.
I needed to
took
ask
it off because it didn't match my outfit.
Oh my God, you shouldn't have done that. It's an always on thing. But I really did want to ask you because I was talking to my friend the other day and he sent me his Whoop age, and I really felt depressed because I thought I was doing well. So I would like to ask you, what is your Whoop age?
Oh, I had a howler before Christmas. So, you know, like busy period before Christmas. I got up to 35.7 or something.
So you're
like
older.
That. I got it back down.
Go on.
Every Sunday it resets.
Yes.
And I got it down to my exact age.
Oh, brilliant.
That's amazing.
So I'm slowly getting there.
Okay, amazing.
The aim is 27.
Mine is 0.7 months younger.
Wow. You are impressive.
Thank you. That's all I wanted in life. Niall Horan, thank you so much for joining us on Fully Charged.
New music now. My note. This is new to the Spin playlist.
Hey guys, it's Niall Horan here with my brand new single, Dinner Party, on Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Picking up boxes without
teeth. Fiona in the morning.
Hey, good morning. What's going on? 4 minutes past nine, and it's Emma, Dave and Fiona, Dave and Padraig hanging out on Fully Charged. I keep hearing that McDonald's thing, the McGriddle.
Yeah.
And all I want is a McGriddle.
I'm starving.
So it's like a, I think it's like
that's a good way of getting your protein in.
It's like a sausage and egg McMuffin, but I think the BAP itself is like a pancake type vibe.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
If the muffin, a McMuffin is two bread muffins, sausage, egg, beer, cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've replaced the muffin with two maple syrup pancakes.
That is the most American thing I've ever heard.
They've had them in the States for years, and this is the first time they've brought it over in the UK
but
and Ireland.
The McGriddle itself, as in the actual pancake that you put on top of the McMuffin, does it have like a smile on it?
It's got a McDonald's M on it.
That's so cool!
Yeah. Sorry. We're only about 40 years behind the US in those kind of things, aren't we?
Do you know what? I was in the US in 2017, and I went into McDonald's at 3 p.m. and got a McMuffin.
Yeah, they do all day breakfast.
And I was like, why is that not a thing? Because everyone's always like, oh, I don't know, I like McDonald's, but maybe they're not a fan of the breakfast. I love the breakfast.
Oh my God, it's fantastic.
It's so good.
And it's too early. Should be all day. All day brekkie, bring it in.
Oh my God, wouldn't it be amazing?
Well, we earmark a bit of breakfast in for Friday.
Yes.
Oh my God,
yes,
please. All of the hash browns, please.
A Bagsy and McGriddle.
Maybe. I wonder if it works. I like putting a hash brown on my McMuffin. Would it work with the McGriddle as well?
Oh. Well, there's only one way to find out, Callum.
Yeah.
And 17 McGriddles for everybody.
We have the CEO's card, please. That'd be fantastic.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Are you a LinkedIn fan, Patrick?
I love LinkedIn.
Do you?
Now, the issue I have with LinkedIn is I've got very little to post on it.
Fair.
But what I will say I love about it is I follow people on LinkedIn that I follow on Instagram, and I just love how different they are.
Yeah.
It's like they comment on anything, congratulations, very well deserved, kind sir.
Like, my mate of mine would text me, like, slagging me about United.
Yeah.
And, like, he'd use the worst language you ever hear in your life.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I put up something on LinkedIn, congratulations, yeah, David. Full stop. What do you use a full stop for, Jamie?
Massive congratulations to you, comma, David.
It's so bizarre.
David having full government name.
Fantastic to see. Full stop.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Well, there's this new website where you can basically put in something that you've done in the world, anything, and it will write you a LinkedIn prompt, AI-wise.
Okay.
And so you can post that on your LinkedIn. So what I've been doing is I've been having some fun with it and kind of putting things into this AI LinkedIn prompt thing. Bad things that I've done in the company.
Okay,
just to clarify, I have not done these things.
So does it like make it sound like it should be on LinkedIn? Is that what you're saying? It changes the language
exactly. So even if you put something bad that you did while working in a company, it'll kind of twist it for
fantastic.
You.
Fantastic.
So Callum is going to be my my own AI.
Hello there.
Voice, because his voice sounds AI.
Yeah, I could see that. There's a bit of a Siri in him, isn't there?
So, I don't exist.
Yeah.
So this is what I put into what I'd like to put on LinkedIn.
Okay.
These are some things that I've done. Okay, so I typed it in. I said, I got fired because I kept stealing things from the office and selling them on eBay.
Okay,
but don't worry, LinkedIn AI can twist that for you. And it says,
I am excited to announce that I am starting a new chapter. After a period of identifying and leveraging internal assets to explore market-driven opportunities, I've decided to transition away from my current role. This experience has taught me so much about supply chain logistics and the true value of hardware.
I love that, the true value of hardware.
This is fantastic. This reminds me of, like, you know those friends that you have who have a job that you don't understand?
Yeah.
Like, they could post that night, but, like, they're very clever.
All right, second one. I said, I spent all 8 hours of my shift watching movies on Netflix and just moving the mouse on my laptop to stay active.
I've seen you do that.
And LinkedIn AI has said,
I'm currently leveraging my 8-hour shift to conduct deep dive market research on digital content trends and streaming ecosystems. By maintaining a consistent digital presence and ensuring 100% uptime on my workstation, I'm staying agile and ready to pivot at a movement's notice. It's all about life work integration and staying inspired by world-class storytelling.
That's what I'm talking about. I think you could put that on your LinkedIn and get 70 likes instantly. Yeah.
Absolutely.
For the language. I tried to confess my love to the head of HR and now it's just awkward and I think I might get fired. AI said,
I recently took a leap of faith by sharing some vulnerable personal feedback with our people operations leadership. While it created an unexpected shift in our professional dynamic, I'm embracing this period of forced reflection. I am now actively seeking my next challenge. Grateful for the lessons learned about workplace boundaries and excited to pivot to a new growth opportunity.
I love this.
This is brilliant. I want to do this, but I want to do it like for breakups.
Yeah.
I don't like you because you annoy me. And then they'll be like, they'll give me something fantastic.
That's genius,
back.
Actually. That's really, really good. I like this one. I said, I told some random man that this place was the worst place I've ever worked. I didn't realize the random man was the CEO. I thought he was just a new guy. AI said,
I recently had the incredible opportunity to provide some unfiltered high-level feedback directly to a key stakeholder. At the time, I approached the conversation as I would with any new team member, with complete honesty about the organizational culture and areas for growth. It turns out that new person was actually the CEO. The experience reinforced my belief that leadership is about being approachable and that every interaction is the chance to advocate for a better workplace.
I am absolutely obsessed with
this. Immediate promotion if you put that on your LinkedIn. CEO will be like, this guy's great, actually.
And then lastly, I just kind of went a bit rogue and I said I wanted to put on LinkedIn, I was hosting chicken fights in the office after hours. or cockfights in the office after hours. And LinkedIn AI said,
I've been spearheading after hours team building initiatives to foster a high stakes competitive environment to drive engagement within the workplace.
What time are we cockfighting at?
It happens at 2 a.m. Say nothing. I've got a tenner on that one.
The more time we spend together, the more I realise we have in common.
Yeah?
Like our weak bladders.
Oh my God, lads, I woke up at 3 a.m. and 5 a.m. to pee. Like, it's just becoming, I feel like I'm 70.
I've never met anyone with a weak bladder as weak as mine.
Me and Padraig went for drinks a couple of days ago and we were up and down to the bathroom.
We were there for about 3 hours and we spent a total of 20 minutes together. Do you know what I mean? But also, when we're in here and if there's a song playing and Dave needs to go to the bathroom, the panic is like, I panic so much because it reminds me of, you know, when your mum would leave you at the counter when you were small and I'm like, I don't know what to do, I have no money. Are you ever going to come back? You know?
Fair.
Anyway, so over the years, I've done some extensive research, right, through trial and error, and I've compiled a list of the top 5 places to go for a wee in Dublin.
Oh, that's brilliant. Right? So, like, kind of like places you can just go into.
You can just go into, brilliant. Right? Now, I'm torn. I don't know whether to call it the VIPs, as in very important places to pee.
Yes, very good.
Or,
VIPs.
Are the Loo Review.
Loo Review. Can I also put in a suggestion?
I'd love it.
Cannes Festival.
Like the film festival. I love that. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Cannes Festival. So, coming in 5th place, we have Jervis Street Shopping Centre.
Really?
Yes, conveniently located on the north side where there's not many options, right? Yeah. Pros to this, it has a food court. And I love a food court in Jervis Street.
I do.
Yeah? Yeah. No other place on the list features a food court.
Okay, interesting. Because right? I found that when you're in town, especially on the north side of town, you kind of can't really seem to go to the bathroom without security chasing after you.
That's what happens, you see. If there's a certain clientele, that's one of the cons of Jervis Street Shopping. The other con is it's so far away.
Oh, yeah.
It's so Dublin's answer to the Camino.
Okay.
So if you want to get your 5K in, your 10,000 steps, go for a wee in Jervis Street.
If I was making a shopping centre, like, I'd put bathrooms everywhere because even in Dundrum, they're ages away from everything.
I think it's a deterrent, to be honest. And when you're dying to go for a wee, you don't need to be walking, trekking into Jervis Street Shopping Centre, right? So that's why it's in 5th place, but an honourable mention.
Okay.
And I think maybe the only one on the north side.
Right, okay.
Right, so 4th place, I have the toilet inside Stephen's Green, not to be confused with the one outside, inside Stephen's Green Shopping Centre.
As in, like a top floor?
Yeah, top floor.
By the gallery?
Yes.
The one you have to pay 50 cents?
Yes, well, do you pay 50 cents though? Because who's stopping you?
Well, in fairness, right? Back in the day, they used to have people working there.
Well, they don't anymore. No. And I'll get into that in a second. But this is miles better than queuing for the one outside, because is there anything worse than when you're queuing for a public toilet outside on the street and you're dying to go and someone comes up and they're like, oh, what are you up to? And I can't be like, yeah, I'm waiting to go for a poo. I'm just I'm just hanging on there to go for a poo.
But like, what would you be doing queuing for the bathroom? What do you mean, what am I doing? What do you think I'm doing?
Washing my hands? I don't know. Right? So I prefer to go inside. Cons, as we mentioned, you have to pay for them, but there's no one monitoring the situation.
Yeah, okay.
Up there.
I'm glad of that.
I've often been up there and I've seen people outside wondering, oh my God, what am I going to do? Like, they didn't have the means to pay. And I just walk in and they're like, well, that guy's gone in there. So let's all follow him in.
Is this the only bathroom in Ireland that you actually have to pay for? Because I know in Europe they do it a lot.
They do.
Bathrooms.
And the good thing about in Europe, because I was in Zurich recently, is the ones that you paint it, there's always someone cleaning them. So they're spotless.
Gorgeous, yeah.
That doesn't happen here. Okay. We're just paying for the sake of
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Like many other things in this country.
I like when the security person is away and everyone just throws 50 cent on the table.
Yeah.
Sometimes just to be I'll come along and be like, I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Third place. This is a bit of a rogue one. The National Art Gallery.
Oh, I right? love the National
And there's a couple of reasons for this, right? Pros, the clientele are usually the type that would clean up after themselves.
Yeah, fair enough.
Right? So there's rarely a mess in there. It's never that busy.
Mm.
Right? And they're always happy to see you.
Okay, coming in, very good.
Right? It's the perfect place for like a quiet, mindful poo, yeah. is what I would say, right? Fair. And then you can do art after you fart. So you can go for a little browse around.
The Cannes Festival if really starting to take off.
Yeah, if that's your kind of thing. The Cannes, you could be unlucky, there could be a school tour. If there's a school tour on in there, avoid at all costs,
yeah,
I'd say.
Fair.
It's the opposite of mindful. Okay, second place, right? Brown Thomas.
Second place is Brown Thomas.
Second place is Brown Thomas. Pros, they have the fancy soap mm-hmm. and the moisturiser.
Okay.
Right? And I don't know about the women's because I haven't got into that one yet. But down in the men's one, they also have a water dispenser.
Yes.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So you go in.
Like
there's
a tap?
Little, yeah, chilled water.
Oh, so sorry, to drink? I was yeah. like, yeah, that's a tap. Every bathroom has a tap. Like.
This is chilled water.
Okay.
Little paper cups. There's a little place where you can sit down, put your feet up.
Jeez, right? Sounds amazing.
It's amazing.
Wait,
down
what
there.
Floor is that?
That's on the basement floor of Brown Thomas.
Okay, then the men's section.
Yeah, in the men's section. But it's only the men can go in there. Right? Now, what I will say is, there is a con. You do have to pretend to peruse.
Yes, of course.
Right? You can't just walk straight into Brown Thomas.
Hi, sir, can we help you? No, I'm just going to the bathroom.
No, and you know what? There's nothing like going to Brown Thomas to remind you of how poor you are.
Yes.
Because you look at one tag and you're like, this t-shirt looks nice and it's 400 grand.
Yeah.
You know? So just be wary of that one when you're going to Brown Thomas.
I'm curious if your number one is the same as my number one.
Do you want to tell me your number one?
The Grafton Hotel.
The Grafton Hotel, and yeah, why so?
Because they also have a bar and you just walk through as if you're in the hotel, and then instead of going right to the elevator, you turn right before the elevator and you go down the stairs, and it's a lovely bathroom.
It's not the same, but it's quite similar.
Okay, go on.
Number one on the list, the Westbury.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, I don't think... I think instantly as soon as I walk in, they were like, this fella does not have a room.
I was going to suggest maybe we need to dress you up before we go in, right? But I do call this the premium P. And it's the perfect opportunity to see how the other people live mm-hmm. far free, because the only thing that's free in the Westbury is going to the toilet. And everything else costs a bomb.
Okay, brilliant. The Westbury number one.
Yeah, give it a go.
Charlotte has just messaged, and I didn't even know this place had a toilet. Victoria's Secret toilets.
What?
Why would they have a bathroom?
I suppose, but I
say why would they have a bathroom, but I mean like the same way why would River Island have a bathroom, why would Paul Bear have a bathroom? Like, it's just a shop.
I know,
but would you be mortified leaving?
And if none of us can really go in.
No. Padraig can.
I could, yeah. I get a few looks. I have a few bits from Victoria's Secret.
Okay, will you report back to us tomorrow? So?
I'm going
to
go straight there after work, take a slash and let you know what it's like.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
There is like a sweet spot in the hand, isn't there? Like, I always mess it up on the first one. Because, like, it's not as good as...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that second one. But like the first time, I'm always doing that by accident, like clapping fingers together.
I get given out to for having a loud clap.
Do you?
Yeah, people are always clap. Like, you're too...
Oh, now I want to try it.
Yeah, it's not a competition, Dave.
Yeah, well, it isn't anymore because yours is much louder. That's so annoying. I do turn everything.
I know why you do, yeah. And I have lady fingers. I don't even know why it's so loud.
Welcome on in to Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down. A game where if you say the same thing I've written down, you lose. You get nothing. Good day, sir. Gemma's on to play. What are you up to, Gemma?
Just home with a baby.
Oh, very nice.
Oh.
How old is the baba?
She's 5 months.
Oh.
Is she yours?
She is mine.
Congratulations.
Yeah. What's her name?
Her name is Mia.
Oh, I love that name.
Mia is a lovely name. All right, well, Gemma, welcome on in to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. This is a game where if you say the same thing I've written down, you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. But if you manage to say a different thing than what I've written down, you get a load of passes to the cinema. Basically, Gemma, I'm going to ask you something like name any item of clothing. You're going to hear three beeps. The three beeps sound like this. You answer on the third beep. If you say belt and I've belt written down, then you are out. You're trying to say a completely different thing than what I've written down. Every single one you get right, you'll win an IMC Cinema Pass. There's five up for grabs. Gemma, you needed a break after having a five-month-old. Well, I know you didn't have a five-month-old, but you now currently have a five-month-old. So you need a break away to the cinema. There's some fantastic movies out. So let's see if we can get you five IMC Cinema Passes or as much as you want to play on. Are you ready to play?
I am.
All right, here we go. Remember, you're listening out for those three beeps. Answer on the third beep. Round one, Gemma. Name any animated TV show.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic the Hedgehog. Interesting. I feel like I haven't watched that in years. Was it definitely a TV show and not just a game?
It's on Netflix now at the minute. My daughter watches it.
Fantastic. The five-month-old, is it?
No, the four-year-old.
The four-year-old watches Sonic. Very nice. I have written down Family Guy.
Well done, Gemma. So now you've got one IMC Cinema Pass. Do you want to keep playing or would you like to cash out?
Do you know what? A day on my own would be lovely, but I'll keep going.
You could have 5 days on your own if you would.
Yeah, exactly. Right, we keep going.
All right, Gemma, let's go for round two. Name any country that does not use euro.
Australia.
They use the Australian dollar. And I have written down England.
Oh. Well done, Gemma. That's another IMC Cinema Pass for you. So 2 days out on your own, if you're lucky. Do you want to keep playing or would you like to cash out?
No, we'll keep going.
You keep going. I like it, Gemma. Here we go with round three. Name anything you might put in your pocket.
Packet of tissues.
Packet of tissues.
Great choice, Gemma.
Interesting question as well. I've gone for a little bit rogue for round three.
Yeah.
And I don't think I ever would have written down a packet of tissues. I've written down...
I'm trying to be random.
Yeah. Yeah, well done. That's the way to do it. Well done. So you've got three cinema passes. Would you like to keep playing or would you like to cash out?
No, we keep going.
Keep going. I love it, Gemma. I love the confidence. Here we go with round four. This is where we start separating the men from the boys, the women from the girls. It gets a little bit more difficult. Round four. Name any airline company.
Qatar Airlines.
Qatar.
I like that. I wouldn't have thought that one.
And I have written down Emirates.
Well done, Gemma.
Very close.
Very close, but not close enough. Right, that's four IMC Cinema Passes, Gemma. Do you want to keep playing or would you like to cash out?
No, we're
going
to keep going.
Go for gold. Cinema Passes, you got to go for the gold. I like it. Here we go, Gemma. Round five. Name any vowel.
You.
I asked you to name any vowel. You could have had A, E, I, O, but you said U. And I have written down O.
Yay!
Woo!
Yes, Gemma! Congratulations! You have won yourself five IMC Cinema Passes. That is 5 days out.
Yeah.
Just for yourself.
Five solo trips.
God, amazing. Just don't tell anyone.
I will say absolutely nothing.
No one's going to hear it here anyway, Gemma.
I doubt they'll make me hand in an IMC Cinema Pass. So you can bring her if you want.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah, I'll probably leave her at home, get a babysitter for that one. Make the husband stay home with her.
Good shout, Gemma. Right. Have a fantastic day. Congrats on your five IMC Cinema Passes.
That's great. Thanks so much, guys.
Good luck.
Bye, Gemma.
Bye.
Congratulations to Gemma. Five IMC Cinema Passes on the way to her. Would you like to win five IMC Cinema Passes? We'll play Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down next week at the same time, same place.